When Denethor became steward, 2984, he proved a masterful lord, holding the rule of all things in his own hand. He said little. He listened to counsel, and then followed his own mind. He had married late, taking as wife Finduilas, daughter of Ardrahil of Dol Amroth. She was a lady of great beauty and gentle heart, but before 12 years had passed, she died. Denethor loved her, in his fashion, more dearly than any other, unless it were the elder of the sons that she bore him. But it seemed to men that she withered in the guarded city, as a flower of the seaward vales set upon a barren rock. The shadow in the east filled her with horror, and she turned her eyes ever south to the sea that she missed. After her death, Denethor became more grim and silent than before, and would sit long alone in his tower, deep in thought, foreseeing that the assault of Mordor would come in his time. It was afterwards believed that, needing knowledge, but being proud, and trusting in his own strength of will, he dared to look in the palantir of the White Tower. None of the stewards had dared to do this, nor even the kings Eärnil and Eärnor, after the fall of Minas Ithil, when the palantir of Isildur came into the hands of the enemy. For the stone of Minas Tirith was the palantir of Anarion, most close in accord with the one that Sauron possessed. In this way Denethor gained his great knowledge of things that passed in his realm, and far beyond his borders, at which men marvelled. But he bought the knowledge dearly, being aged, before his time, by his contest with the will of Sauron. Thus pride increased in Denethor together with despair, until he saw in all the deeds of that time only a single combat between the Lord of the White Tower and the Lord of the Barad-dûr, and mistrusted all others who resisted Sauron, unless they served himself alone.